Commission Chairman Paulo Sergio Pinheiro said it was within their mandate to find out who was behind the incident, which resulted in the deaths of hundreds of civilians. He spoke to reporters in Geneva on Monday following an address to the Human Rights Council.
We are investigating 14 alleged cases of chemical agents or chemical weapons used, but we don't have established the responsibility or the nature of the materials that were used.
Pinheiro and the two other commissioners have not been granted permission to enter Syria, where the UN estimates more than 100,000 people have been killed in nearly 3 years of continuous fighting. Their reports detail the extent of daily bombardment by government forces and opposition fighters on civilians. But the commission continues to stray in the labyrinth of exaggeration and reliance on unverified reports, according to Faisal Kabaz Hamoui, Syria's ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva.
The commission has also continued to ignore the negative effect of the unjust economic sanctions imposed on the people of Syria and that have caused many economic and social crises and caused the migration of Syrians to neighboring countries.
European Union representative Manangela Zappia expressed deep concern over the use of chemical weapons in the ongoing violence in Syria. She said the international community cannot stand idle.
We welcome the agreement reached last Saturday between the US and the Russian Federation to ensure the swift and secure destruction of Syria's chemical weapons and program. We stand ready to support any credible and feasible proposal to place chemical weapons under international control and to destroy them.
Over the weekend, the UN Secretary General received the formal documents related to Syria's accession to a 1992 convention prohibiting the development, production, stockpiling, and use of chemical weapons. Deanne Penn, United Nations.